the swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Let's go back in time. It's the 1970s and things were groovy.
Yeah, baby,
there was funk,
yeah,
disco, and protest for the rights of marginalized groups was in full swing. It was mostly a period of positive change, but it was also a period of resistance, mostly because of guys like this.
This is David Duke,
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That David Duke?
The 70s is also the backdrop for Spike Lee's latest politically charged but also very darkly funny drama, Black Klansman. That's spelt with 3 Ks, and it's about exactly what you think. White supremacists.
God bless white America.
Based on real life events and a book of the same name, the story is concerned with a cop living in Colorado. A black cop and a Jewish cop successfully infiltrate the KKK through a clever sting operation. But how exactly do they do that?
You ask too many questions.
Well, Ron pretends to be a white man over the phone whilst Flip, his co-worker, meets with the KKK in real life on account of his passing whiteness.
So there becomes a combined
Ron Stallworth.
Okay. Cast-wise, there's a lot to look forward to. To name a few, we've got James Washington. Yes, that's Denzel's son. Adam Driver from Star Wars and Girls plays Flip. And playing the Grand Wizard of White Supremacy himself is Topher Grace, who you'll know as Eric Foreman from That 70s Show.
Hey, hey, Donna.
The tone of this movie is interesting. The stakes are both dramatic and high, but it's balanced with a lot of very fun, playful, tongue-in-cheek dialogue. Someone who might be the culprit for that, two words for you, Jordan Peele. Yes, he's got a hand in producing Black Klansman, and I think this intentional choice to balance heavy themes with comedy works really well in the movie's favour. But Black Klansman is by no means afraid of delivering a message either.
We must unite and organise to fight racism!
If you've seen Spike Lee's other movies, you'll know that his works are often tied to messages concerned with black civil rights.
Power to the people.
All power to all the people.
And in Black Klansman, a lot of the more meta focus of the movie looks at the backwardness of the 70s while showing discrimination still playing out in America today. Think Charlottesville 2.0, all the way through to the continuation of police brutality against black Americans. The similarities between then and now seems to run deep. It gets 4 out of 5.
Triple J.